From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to have you there by the radio as we continue our study in 1 Timothy chapter 4 under the topic, A Look at the Latter Times. And so far, we've taken the opportunity to study verses 1 through 6 on the condition of the latter times. We've looked at verses 7 through 9 on the concern of the latter times. And today, we're going to begin looking at verses 10 through 16 under the topic, The Certainties of the Latter Times. The certainties of the latter times. The fact of the matter is, we know that in the latter times, there's going to be a departure from biblical truth, a departure from doctrine. And therefore, it's important, as we studied yesterday, we are to exercise ourselves unto godliness. But now, what are some of the certain things we should do as we live in the latter times? And keep in mind that the latter times speaks of the church age on earth, which began back in Acts chapter 2 on the day of Pentecost and will continue unto the rapture. What must we do? What certain things must we adopt to our lives daily if we are going to live effectively for the Lord? What are certain qualities that we must maintain in the latter times? Well, there are seven of them in verses 10 through 16. Let's begin to look at them. First of all, we must maintain, or we must be certain to maintain, the concept of trusting in the living God. We must be certain to trust in the living God. Look at verse 10 of 1 Timothy 4. It says, For therefore we both labor and suffer reproach. In other words, when we exercise ourselves in the godliness, people will be casting blame at us from time to time. Because it goes on to say, Because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe. Certainly, if we are going to live effectively in these latter times, we must trust in the living God. Now, when we do it, people will cast blame at us. They will say we are crazy. They will say we are fanatics. They will say that we are not practical. And, of course, you've probably heard it all as well, haven't you? But the fact of the matter is, it's important that we in these latter days must trust in the living God. That is, have faith in God. That means to have faith in God for salvation as well as for daily living. Keep in mind, the Bible teaches us in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6 that without faith, it's impossible to please God. And so every day of our life as Christians, it's important that we trust in the living God. But let me ask you something right now before we go any further. Have you trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? If you are trying to live to please God, you cannot do it without being saved, without having, first of all, trusted Jesus Christ by calling upon the name of the Lord Jesus and asking Him to save you. If you've never done that, do so today. And then day by day, as a Christian, have faith in God, depend upon God, read God's Word, obey God's Word. But make sure that you trust in Him. Keep in mind, the arms of the flesh will fail you. Keep in mind, the ways of the world will defeat you. Keep in mind that the elements of religion will detract you from truth. And so make sure that if you are going to please the Lord, if you want to please the Lord in these latter times, that you completely trust in the living God to save you and then give you strength for day-by-day living. That's verse 10 of 1 Timothy chapter 4. Secondly, another thing that is certain for these latter times is that we must be certain to teach the truth of God. We must be certain to teach the truth of God. Look at verse 11. It says, these things command and teach. What things? Well, number one, the things as it relates to the departure from the faith that will occur in the latter times. Things that relate to understanding sound doctrine and having spiritual exercise that we must practice in the latter times. Things that relate to trusting in the living God that are so significant for these latter times. We must be certain to teach others the truth of God. How do we do that? Number one, by developing an understanding of the Scripture ourselves. I'm wondering about you. Do you develop an understanding of the Scripture daily? Are you in the Word of God? Are you going to a good, solid, Bible-believing church? Do you go to good Bible studies where the Word of God is taught? Beloved, that's so important if we are going to know how to live in a certain way that will glorify God in these latter times. But then not only is it important that you and I get to understand the Word of God, but that we teach it to others. I'm wondering, do you teach the Word of God to others? Do you? You say, Pastor Gary, I'm not a Sunday school teacher. I'm not a pastor. Well, that's true, perhaps. But let me ask you this. Do you have children? Do you have grandchildren? Are you teaching them the Word of God? Or maybe you don't have children, and maybe you don't have grandchildren. But maybe you know other young Christians that you can disciple in the things of the Lord. You see, the fact of the matter is, every one of us has somebody that we can teach the Word of God to. And we should be doing that so that they themselves don't get caught up in the false doctrine. So we must be certain to trust in the living God. Secondly, we must be certain to teach the truth of God. Thirdly, we must be certain to exemplify Christ. Oh, beloved, that is so important. We must be certain to exemplify Christ. Look at verse 12 of 1 Timothy 4. It says, let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Now be careful when meditating upon this verse, 1 Timothy 4:12. First of all, Paul was speaking to young Timothy, and that's why he said, let no man despise thy youth. If you are a young Christian and if you are a young preacher, please don't let people despise you because of your youthfulness. And one of the ways to make sure that that happens is by you being an example of the believer. Now, what does it mean to be an example of the believer? Well, let me ask you, what is a believer here? A believer here is one who has trusted Jesus Christ as Savior. In other words, a believer is a Christian. A believer is one who has Christ in them through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And it says here that we are to exemplify what a believer is, and in reality, it means we are to exemplify Jesus Christ. In these latter times in which we live, we must be certain to exemplify Christ by being an exact copy of Christ's character. Are we? Am I? Are you? And you see six ways that we are to exemplify the character of Christ there in verse 12 of 1 Timothy 4. We are to do it in word. That is, we are to speak as Christ spoke, the truth and righteousness and godliness on earth. Then in conversation, that means lifestyle. We are to exemplify the lifestyle of Jesus Christ when he was here on the earth, which means we are to live a holy life. Number three, we are to exemplify Christ in charity. That means in the greatest of sacrificial love. Even as Christ loved the Father, and obeyed the Father and loved the world and died for the world sacrificially, we are to love God and others as well. In spirit, we are to exemplify Christ. That's not talking about the Holy Spirit there, but rather in attitude. Our attitude is to reflect godliness. Number five, we are to exemplify Christ in faith. That is, by being faithful unto the Lord and depending upon Him consistently. And then finally, we are to exemplify Christ in purity. In other words, even as Christ was without sin, we are to see to it that sin is the exception rather than the rule in our lives. In these latter times in which we live, we are to reflect the Lord Jesus Christ in everything that we do. And these six things mentioned in 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 12 cover our entire life. We are to exemplify Christ in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, and in purity. Oh yes, beloved, in the day and age in which we live, we need to reflect Jesus Christ so that others will see Christ, understand the reality of Christ, trust Jesus Christ as Savior, and then live according to the truth of Christ. So, in these latter times, let's see to it that we trust in the living God, that we teach the truth of God, and that we exemplify the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. These are very important applications to our life. And I trust that each and every one of us, in order to honor God and to glorify God, will commit ourselves to these things. Now, the Lord willing, tomorrow, when we gather around the radio once again, we'll continue to look at the certainties of the latter times that believers are to maintain from 1 Timothy chapter 4. Until tomorrow, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today, to which we say amen, even so come, Lord Jesus. God bless you.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dull, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.